Welcome everyone. In today's Hidden History series, I am going to discuss American folklore and how the American Indians have a huge connection to an extraterrestrial race. We are told that Native Americans were individuals who just rode horses, rain dances, sweat lodges, and sat around fires. Well, yes they did, but there was much more to this magical culture. The Native American tribes were far more focused on spiritually developing the self and protecting the ecosystems around them. Their entire lives mainly centered on respecting the landscapes and ecosystems of the North American continent. Most of the knowledge which the American Indians collective held is utterly profound and very supernatural. There are many Native American star people legends, what might be termed as a Native American folklore, that has originated from the various Native American tribes because it was believed they were in contact with extraterrestrial humanoids. Obviously, this information can be hard to digest as it completely challenges modern day thinking. There are many references in Native American mythology to the heavens and interactions with certain kinds of extraterrestrial humanoids that dwell in the heavens. There is also a connection to the stellar mass called Taya Geta, which is located in the Pleiades star cluster. The Pleiades star cluster, which is also known as the Seven Sisters and M45 star cluster, is located in the Taurus constellation and is an interstellar location that has a very long historical connection. The Native Americans that consistently refer to the extraterrestrial humanoids who originate from the Pleiades star cluster as the Star People, who reside in shining palaces of the heavens. Because so much of history concerning the Native American tribes was deliberately censored and destroyed by white Europeans who colonized the New World of North America, it is hard to find extensive information about the connections that existed between the Native Americans and the Star People, who explained how they would depart from their shining palaces to visit the planet Earth in their silver discs. The Hopi Pueblo Indians used the word for Anu to describe an ant and the word Naki for friends. Therefore, the Hopi Pueblo Indians were friends for many years with the Anunnaki, the ant friends, that was said to have come from planets and moons which orbit Zeta Reticula A and Zeta Reticula B, which are located in the Reticulum constellation. These may have been the same as the Anunnaki from Sumeria. This elusive grouping of extraterrestrials were known to have visited the Fertile Crescent of the Arabian Peninsula and established the civilization of Sumeria, where Iraq is located today. Many petroglyphs still exist at Tutuvini along the bottom of the Echo Cliffs in northern Arizona. The Hopi Pueblo Indians carved depictions of the ant friends or pincher friends, who they believed to travel from planets and moons which orbit Zeta Reticula A and B. For the Hopi Pueblo Indians and many other Native American tribes, the use of prayers was believed to be a method whereby they could reach out to the Star People or the Star Brothers. Over many years, the Hopi Pueblo Indians defined the spacecrafts of the Star People with the word Patatuavota, which means flying shields. The description of such glowing spacecraft shows they were kinds of unidentified flying objects, UFOs. A very significant story that symbolizes the connection between the Native Americans and the extraterrestrial humanoids concerns the rock formation called Devil's Tower, which is located in the Bear Lodge Mountains in western United States. According to the story, which has been told by Craig Hauer in the Lakota language, the Devil's Tower is called Meta Tipla, Bear's Lodge. According to the story, there had once been seven maidens who had traveled across the heavens before landing nearby to the Devil's Tower National Monument. Once there, each of them were chased by a bear-like humanoid around the Devil's Tower and in the nearby countryside of Wycombe. On their knees, the seven maidens prayed to the heavens, and the ground beneath them erupted, lifting them out of harm. As the bear-like humanoid clawed at the rising ground, the claws of the bear-like humanoids then carved vertical features into the Devil's Tower National Monument. And the seven maidens then returned into the heavens, where they became installed within the Pleiades star cluster. Perhaps they were extraterrestrial humanoids. The formation of Devil's Tower National Monument began 160,000 years ago when the seven maidens had descended to Earth from the star world of Taya Geta, which is part of the Pleiades star cluster. Therefore, some kind of link obviously existed between the Pleiades star cluster and the Native Americans, which has continued for many generations. What happened exactly at Devil's Tower is open to debate, but there certainly was major events of some nature that seems to be forgotten. In the book called The Sacred Ways of Lakota, the authors known as Wallace Black Elk and William Sheldon Leon write about renowned Wachesa Wakan, the medicine man, and Hakota, the jester of the Ogla Lakota Indians, who was called Hiahaka Sapa and Black Elk. Hiahaka had experienced interactions with spacecraft for many years, and on a certain occasion he stated, "So when I went to Vision Quest, that disc came above. The scientists call that an unidentified flying object, but that's a joke, see?" Hiahaka Sapa, who became commonly known as Black Elk, then mentioned that the disc landed above him and it was concave, and there was another one on top of that. It was silent, but it was luminescent with neon lights. Even the sacred robes there were luminescent, and those tobacco knots lying there lit up like small light bulbs. Another interaction between a Native American and a spacecraft happened during the 13th of October 1945. The story of 12-year-old Dakota Indian called Mayapia Wambly was at home one evening with his grandfather in Yankton Indian Reservation, South Dakota. One night they heard a tremendous crash which made the horses flee. The grandfather then went out to fetch the horses and some the next day. While the grandfather was collecting the horses the next day, he discovered something quite extraordinary, and he wanted to show Mayapia Wambly what he had found. They walked for some time from the ranch, but after a distance they reached a crater in a fertile meadow. At the bottom of the crater was a metallic spacecraft of some kind, with what appeared to be a doorway hanging open. After staring at this object for some time, they decided to take a look. Both of them walked into the spacecraft and apparently found some extraterrestrial humanoids that were described as 8-foot-tall beings and wearing shimmering green suits with translucent complexions and eyes that changed color. The surprised extraterrestrial humanoids, shocked by the appearance of the two humans, stood back. As soon as the grandfather spoke to them with greetings, the extraterrestrials immediately disappeared. Mayapia and his grandfather did not have any concept of these being aliens, because it is known in American Indian culture to know these as the Star People. They returned to the house, and over the next 4 weeks, the Star People they had both seen were observed around their property, gathering rocks, plants, lichens, and samples they seemed to be studying. The humanoids took more and more of a liking to Mayapia and his grandfather and invited them on the craft. From inside the craft, the extraterrestrial humanoids then communicated with both Mayapia and his grandfather telepathically, telling each of them about how they had been forced to live underground in domed crystal cities on planets beyond the solar system, because the land masses became so dry and arid. They explained that they had been visiting planet Earth for over 15,000 years, but had rarely ever actually interacted with humans. I wonder why that was. There is more to this story, but the aliens finally returned home to the heavens and did not return. Soon after the incident, a contingent of security police from the US Air Force cordoned off the area on the Yankton Indian Reservation and confiscated the entire ranch off his grandfather. The US Air Force then filled the crater with water to conceal the facts about the spacecraft landing. Even though this is a story, it is very unusual interaction that did seemingly happen. Another Native American tribe called the Ashiwi Indians or the Zuni Pueblo Indians, who talk of the Star People, who were genetic ancestors that came from beyond our solar system, that would bring knowledge and support to the Native Americans. One of the elders known as Clifford Mahuti, like certain other Zuni Indians, was a Kashini Society priest who used to inform his relatives and friends about how his grandfathers told him there had existed a spiritually focused connection between the Ashiwi Indians and the Star People, or the Space Brothers, for many years. Clifford Mahuti at the same time has spent years explaining that the language of his grandfathers, who were the Ashiwi elders, was originally conveyed with telepathically expressed symbols and glyphs. Apparently, the Star People still continue to visit and interact with the Native Americans to this day. There are many fascinating stories about the Star People, who have spent years communicating with Native Americans due to their connection to spiritual development. The Native Americans were a race suppressed and censored because their spiritual awareness was too difficult to control for the elites and their secret societies. The true American Indian culture may have gone, but it is said to still remain in the land. Do not underestimate this power. All the information in these videos is researched and documented for you to do your own research. Thank you for watching, everyone. Please check out all the shorts on the series. Subscribe if you haven't, and I will see you next week.